Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We are going to review Severance for you today. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Strange within for this Apple TV Plus series, which premiered in February of 2022. It's a science fiction, psychological thriller, probably drama, mystery, black comedy as well.
Sure. Right? It's a lot of things.
Created by Dan Erickson, and most of the episodes are directed by Ben Stiller and Naofi McArdle. I think maybe all of them. Ben Stiller, nice to see his name popping up behind the scenes again. It has 9 episodes in its first season, and in April was renewed for a second season. Very important to remember where this show ends on, which we will talk about in a due course. It runs between 40 and 57 minutes long. Obviously, no word on kind of ratings and like for Apple TV Plus, but it has generally considered to be of universal acclaim. But we'll come to that in a moment. Wayne, what is Severance about?
A sinister technology company called Lumon Industries uses a severance medical procedure to separate the non-work memories of some of their employees from their work memories. So one, basically you go to work, you go through this thing in the lift, and when you come down, you don't remember who you are in the outside world, and you then just live your life, and at the end of the day, you go home, you forget what you did at work, and you go living your outside life. One severed employee, Mark, gradually uncovers a web of conspiracy from both sides of the division, and that's what this show is about.
That is it. On the review aggregator, Rotten Tomatoes, 98% of 89 critics' reviews are positive, with an average rating of 8.5 out of 10. And on Metacritic, slightly lower, as it always is, a weighted average of 83 out of 100 based on 31 critics. So this one has absolutely knocked the critics' socks off. As a general rule, Wayne, what did you think? Non-spoiler impression very quickly, and then we're going to get into spoilers because there's no way to talk about this show in any great detail.
No, there isn't.
Beyond its technical aspects without giving spoilers away.
Agree completely. I spoke about this with the crew I had dinner with last night, and Scott, one guy in particular, was a huge fan of this show and said, this is the bomb. Everyone, according to the critics' reviews and stuff, everyone loves this thing.
Yeah.
I walked into the show knowing zero about it, only Paul's recommendation and lots of other people's as well.
Yep.
And I'm immediately going, okay, tell me about this. First thing I notice, it's in an office, and everyone's using like old 70s looking computers.
Yes.
And the UX is like this fucking Unix-based like green screen kind of thing. Doesn't make sense. It looks like an old system.
Anachronistic, right?
Yeah, it's old system, but it's got color and animation, so very intriguing. Nothing is clearly as it seems. I think that's what this is sort of showing. I'm not sure what it is. The hardware is CRT monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going, all right. Now, the first thing I notice about this is that is stylish. I love that style. Ooh. That execution is beautiful. The lead girl, her name is Helly.
Yeah, you love her.
Developing a bit of a crush on her. I knew this immediately.
Oh, Wayne's gonna like her.
Well, immediately no, because she's got like these bangs onto the side. I don't like that hairstyle, but she's sort of pulling it off. And what she's doing is, I believe the reason her hair is like that is it's an old style haircut in a potentially sort of old style setting in that office. The best thing about her is her teal skirts and like just the ways that she dresses in this 50s, 60s, it's beautiful. Her teal skirt is amazing the costumes are great.
Wayne likes the costumes.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, loves the costumes, really like it. I gotta tell you though, Paul, I got bored. I got bored of this film, man.
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, time.
Two-thirds through, and I'm trying to figure out the time period. It's an intriguing enough pilot, even if it starts very slow. This is a slow burn.
Yeah, I won't deny that this series is one of the few series where I think every episode builds perfectly on the one after it. Before.
Do you?
So every episode I was more and more in. So clearly I like the show. I recommend it to Wayne. Now we're talking about it. I had very little idea about it. We got Apple TV Plus for a 3-month promotion based on whatever device that we bought.
Yeah.
And so, let's give this a shot. We were hooked, wife and I, within a couple episodes and really banged through it very, very fast.
Did
Wouldn't
you?
Say binged, but we certainly watched it within a 2-week window. In fact, I think by the time we came to finish it, the last episode had just aired. So we finished it at perfectly the right time. And I was in from the get-go. And I was intrigued in the first episode, but then I was really in and really enjoying myself by the end of the second, I would say.
Interesting. The pace of it and the rate at which they unfold things to you is slow and then a bit quicker. Like often. It's like quite slow.
Yeah, yep.
I would say, I remember putting this note
down. It's definitely deliberate in its pacing.
It is deliberate, but boring. Because here's the thing.
No.
Episode 5, right? I'm sitting there going, there's some cool shit's happening. I like this character. I like that character. But I'm not still crazy invested. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know about this. Like, I was sitting there going, I haven't been hooked yet by episode 5. That's the thing that I had an issue with.
Hey! Yeah, episode 5.
Yeah, dude, episode 5. I was like, I actually wrote this down in episode 8. Look, it's well made and all, but at this stage, I could really take it or leave it. That was it. I know.
Mein Gott.
And I had to force myself to continue watching it. And by the end, it did start to get better. And the ending itself, I'm sitting there going, oh, how are they going to end this? I bet you they're not going to give me what I want.
Well, hold that thought. Exactly. Yeah, we got to be careful.
So,
I will echo your, from the technical aspects, I think it's really interestingly shot.
I agree.
One of the first shots or scenes is the main character walking to his desk. And he's walking a seemingly endless fucking parade of corridors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know this is the same corridor over and over again, but it really gets you kind of lost. You feel a bit discombobulated.
I agree.
Well, that was really effectively done.
See, that's the thing. It is effectively done, and I do believe it's a big space with endless corridors. But the tone of this film is whispers in a corridor, serious. Whispers in a corridor, whispers in a corridor. That's it. Low slung dialogue in a corridor. And the monotony of a beige hallway or whatever it is, right?
Fluorescent lighting.
Yeah. It's on purpose. Like, it's supposed to look like that. But the tone and the effect that the show gave me as a result of all of those very similar scenes made me bored. I was sitting there, oh, God, again? Did something happen? Can something fucking happen, please?
Astounding. I can't talk about what happens until we get into spoilers.
Yeah, we can get into anything you
want. So Wayne is so wrong. He couldn't be more wrong on the day that his ass was screwed on backwards on the most wrongest, wrong day of his wrong life.
I wish I could see what you all love about this.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I know, right? It's amazing. Again.
Well, shout out to Scott, who has some taste.
Please, why don't anything else go ahead?
Look, I think performances are very good.
Agree.
I think the intriguing mystery, which builds on and on, like there's just different layers, things that I never would have considered just at the idea of, which I knew the concept of the show. Oh, that's intriguing enough. But then they add these other elements in, and again, we have to be vague for spoilers. And, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Of course, this is interesting. What the fuck is this going on?
Some things are surreal, exactly. Yeah.
Like, okay. So I was all in, and it culminates in, I think, a really interesting, engaging place. It's a good spot to end that first season on, and I'm dead keen on season 2 when it comes hopefully early next year.
Yeah, like I said, if it was all about style, I'd be right with you, but I just got bored. What can I say?
All right. So one very, very enthusiastic positive, and then sounds like one right in the middle.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know that I would recommend this to anyone.
Wow, in that case, we are once again, Negatron.
Negatron.
We'll be returning to the show when we give our final scores, but we'll hold Negatron for the moment on that basis. Thank instead. God. Let's get into the spoilers about Severance on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, Wayne apparently needs someone to be sucking his dick every minute of a 9-episode TV series to enjoy it.
I mean, it would help. Okay, so we're spoiling
things,
right? Not
exciting enough. Jesus, yeah. Absolute spoilers here on out. This is not a show you want to be spoiled on. If you've gotten this far and you think we joke when we talk spoilers, we're going to spoil everything now.
Yeah.
Oh, at least everything that comes
that
to
we
our
know.
Mind. Yep.
Yes, exactly. All right, so don't get me wrong, people. I know I have a short attention span. So, you know, this is fine. This is, I understand this. I'm at an age now where I have learned to like myself despite my horrible flaws. So I'm saying that, okay, so I'm about episode 2. I'm getting, okay, Adam Scott, he had a wife. The wife passed. Seems like he chose the Severance to try and maybe deal with his grief.
Correct. Yep.
Outside world seems to have some kind of aversion to food or something. What is that? He's in dinner with his friends and there's like imaginary, they're talking about food. There's not like there's some weird mention of food and how
I didn't notice that.
Man, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I don't know if it was that I misread that scene, but I was like, wow, okay.
I thought I was meant to show how awkward he was around his sister's husband and her friends.
By the way, that sister's husband guy is the worst fucking dickhead I've ever met. Like, he's such a fucking dick. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you dick. Like,
I think it's hilarious though that his shit-ass self-help book ends up being the manifesto for their uprising inside the innies on the inside.
Which is why, exactly. That part is good, but just that character is so hard to watch on screen because he's such a simp motherfucker. I just fucking hate him. But in that second episode, Christopher Walken comes in, and I will say, Chris Walken's great in this film.
Series?
keep picking it up. Series. Yeah, so it is. Stylish such as it is, that was fine. I was looking at like the disoriented scene in episode 3 with Pete in the bathroom where it switches to him at the work bathroom and it switches to him out and stuff like that.
Which does a couple episodes.
Those things are really well handled, yep. I will tell you that. And I think that please jump in any time here if there's any things that you want to count in. But episode 4, Christopher Walken still being great, okay? I still have no idea what's going on. Episode 4, hence...
You're not meant to.
I know, still, but I maybe should have known something to keep me interested.
The context and the landscape of this world that we live in, which is different. That they've got this technology. They literally insert this thing in your head.
Yep.
The looks of things, it rolls over or whatever when you go down the elevator. Blocks off your memories and away you go. But the concept of this, is to me, is fascinating. And then maybe this is what got me through when you weren't. So it blocks all memories, yet you retain all the functions that you learned when you were...
Return, when you come back.
No. I'm saying when you're innie.
Yeah.
You still know how to write. You still know how to speak.
Yes.
You still use the same language, right? You don't know who you are as a person. So, for example, John Turturro's character, who turns out to have a thing for Christopher Walken's character, and they have a mutual kind of attraction that is building through the course of this series.
Yeah.
So, like, your sexual attraction, that's not really...
Your orientation, everything, yeah.
Like, it's almost implying certain things are hardwired. Yeah, sure. Other things aren't, because you forget completely other things about yourself.
Right.
So that whole thing of, they're making this assumption about that and not about
that's
this.
That's clearly their technology, though.
That's
all
fun.
Of your facilities are actually still with you. Your proclivities are with you. But anything you learn new from here stays with us.
Well, not even that, because they don't, like, no one can tell anything about themselves. If it was just anything
you're
new
right.
they from
don't
here,
know,
they don't know
right.
where they live.
You're right.
They don't know, like, he doesn't know he lost his wife. And John Turturro, who I'm not sure, at the end, are we implying that he's actually kind of a foreign company spy?
Yeah, and it's like
he's the one almost like, whoa, what's that about?
That's right. And then you're a completely different person when you come back, or are you? You know what I mean? Like,
because Adam Scott seems very consistent.
Well, that's why Adam Scott does seem consistent, because he's neurotic everywhere.
Is he neurotic? He's very depressed. He's obviously grieving the loss of his wife, but he's very down, very, what's the word, muted. His
affect's
very
minimal. I would say that. He doesn't seem screaming or anything. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Yeah, that's it. I would say that about the whole show. The muted tone of them being at work is what was probably bothering. Bothering is the right word. I'm sitting there going, eh.
What's his name? Is it Dylan?
The little fat dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bit out there. I get all the junk. Look at all the stuff I've earned for all doing my
work.
He's
the most interesting one in the show to watch, if you ask me.
And then John Turturro is very straight in the line, follow the rules. Right. But then him. If he really is a corporate spy, which they're, or maybe a private investigator, one of the two, is both implied by the dossiers he opens up. That doesn't kind of gel.
That's right. Now, that's the most interesting part about this show, especially when it comes to Helly. Because Helly, she's the one who seems to be your protagonist or your way in as an audience. Because she's not liking the fact that she's down there. She tries to kill herself.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, but it's more Adam Scott, because we see him on both sides.
You're right. Sorry. I guess we sympathize the most, for me anyway, with Helly. Yep. Right? Because you wouldn't want to be in that situation. Of course, her Audi chose it. And then you find out, of course, later on in the show that she is, in fact, an heiress of the company that does this and went inside to prove to the general public
how safe it is. I wouldn't be doing this.
And then when she goes inside and becomes Helly, she becomes her true core self, which is someone who would never let herself be put in this situation.
Well, is that the case? Or is it just a blank slate? But it is fascinating to me. Again, the psychology behind
this. Yeah, the psychology
this,
is that you are who you really are when you're severed, because...
Is it?
Well,
I mean,
why would Helly then be so different to her Audi?
Well, but why are all the others the way that they are?
Yeah,
as well?
So that's the thing. I think that the question is, who are you? Are you really, if you didn't have your life before, you know, whatever, would you be this person who is the way you are at work, whether it's a rule follower or someone who hates the place, or are you, you know? And that is the most interesting part about it. But it did take a while to get there now.
I disagree. So... Because you had all the stuff going, Helly tries to kill herself, she tries to hang herself, she almost
was a very big shock, so something happened, that was episode 5.
Then there's all these other bits and pieces in between, like, is it called the break room or whatever?
The break room is their mind control place, place.
You know, it's heavily implied that they're sort of tortured, you never really see it. They've got the counsellor, who is played by Ditchin Lachman, who's an Aussie actor, who was on Neighbours and on Dollhouse. Remember that Joss Whedon show?
Are we talking about the African-American dude?
No, the chick. The female therapist.
Oh, the girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
The one who ends up being...
His wife,
which is... All right, so she didn't die. Why have they put her somewhere separated out? So there's this greater implication here. There's this huge experiment. Because seemingly the shit they're doing is completely innocuous and stupid. Why are they partitioning these bits of data into different bits and pieces?
Exactly. And that's obviously what it's going
to... Why is then as the scope expands, do we get sort of the pigs or whatever it was that they were running around in the corridors? And what is... Goat. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. And Christopher Walken's team, which is just about putting art on the walls and changing the art and whatever else.
That is the coolest thing about this. Everything is nondescript and odd.
Yeah.
So it's like like a David Lynchy.
How does it all come together? What's the purpose of Luminor? I can't remember the name of the family. Sorry, that Egan. Egan family. What was their purpose here? This has been going on for decades, if not centuries, I think.
And that was the thing, I think, that I was going, all right, well, maybe if I watch it all the way to the end, I'll get all the answers and it's a one season show, but it's not.
It's not.
They're just giving you the next bit and the next bit and the next bit. So at the end of this film, sorry, show, I mean, episode 6 is getting interesting with this talk of an interdepartmental coup and, oh, something's happening.
Yeah, they all murdered us. No, no, we've heard you murdered us.
That's right. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. And that's when I started going, all right, now I'm happy to watch it. Episode 6. It's still a slow episode, I'm telling you.
I just disagree.
But now that you find out that Patricia Arquette is not actually severed, and she the whole time, you're like, oh, she actually knew everything when she was interacting with him as that midwife woman.
Yeah, I assumed she wasn't severed, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why, but it seemed like she was way too interested in him, investigating him and what was going on with Petey, and she was following up on him too much. She stole the book. She took it into Lumen. So why would she be doing those things if she wasn't aware of herself inside?
Good call.
But that said, it was a confirmation of that when that reveal is...
Well, that was it. And the thing about the show then is that, like, episode 7 still... I wrote here, it's very late for them to be giving us zero payoff on episode 7. And then, like...
You whingy, whiny bitch.
Dude, the dancing scene with the colored lights in the office, right? I was like, you know what? This is great just because it gives me something different to look at other than hushed tones and walking around the halls. So then episode 8... Finally, something is sort of starting to happen.
Don't listen to
I'm
Wayne.
Like, here
finally,
I am.
My ass. There's shit going on the whole way through the show.
The fat dude goes into that fucking weird eyes wide
Petey gets
shut.
Out.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette gets fired, loses her fucking mind, and then again, no hallway is wicked. You know, fucking wicked, right? So everything just takes so long in this film. You're waiting that whole episode to see the fat dude carrying his box around. That's the problem. It's the pace and the dour tone. That's my problem with the show.
It's certainly a dour tone. It's not meant to be. It feels dystopian, this show.
Yes, but also uninteresting.
No.
Not engaging. Also not compelling. It's just like...
Holy hell, son. You're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop.
Okay, but now that we're here, let's talk about episode 9. Because finally we get thumb closure. It's still a fucking long way to walk for this character. This could have been 5 episodes. Four episode arc.
100% disagree.
Miniseries. Three shows.
100% disagree.
Should have been like 4 episodes.
Wayne,
then,
I'm surprised you got through it then.
I almost didn't.
Do you want to do Death Severance? I watched it. I'm like, okay, cool. You must have enjoyed it. I'm stunned.
I almost didn't. I know. I'm actually stunned as well because I thought you would also go, yeah, it's just a bit slow. That's what I thought you'd say.
I was, like I said, intrigued.
But again, the whole world is with you on this one. I think I'm the weirdo here.
You are the weirdo.
I'm fine with that. Let's talk about the ending though, okay? No, I'm totally fine with it. Okay, so they wake up for however long the guy's holding the keys for, okay?
Yep.
And they actually, Adam Scott goes, what the fuck? And finds out that his wife is the chick that is the hot Asian girl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the final.
Yes, it's the final thing. Helly goes.
So we need to explain.
Sorry, please go on.
What we mean by wake up is when they're outside, they call themselves.
Audis.
They're the Audis. So they manage to find a manual which allows them to flip the switch to sever them.
From the inside.
From the inside in Lumen when they're outside.
That's right.
So they, Mark makes the sacrifice. Mark, is that his name? Can't remember his name.
I think so.
He makes a sacrifice that, you know, you guys all go out, his colleagues, the three of them. That's right. I'm not missing
that's
anyone.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right. And I'll hold these buttons and power it up.
So you can have that consciousness for however long I can hold these keys for.
So we get Adam Scott's character. He's Mark, sorry. Dylan is a guy who holds the thing. John Turturro's Irving and Hallie. So yep. Britt Lauer plays her. And again, all the actors are very, very good in this show.
Really
all
good.
Of them, not just Christopher Walken and Turturro. And... they're all out living their life, but they don't remember anybody. They don't know anyone around them. So Hallie wakes up and she's part getting ready to do this big address
for a presentation Lumen. In a big gala kind of.
And they've got, you know, she's the smiling poster face of this whole family now. She's, if not the head, she's going to be the head in short order because there is some old dude who comes to talk to her. And John Turturro is this potential spy / private investigator who realizes, oh, but I love Irving. No, not Irving. What's Chris Walker's name? Bert.
Yep.
I've got Bert's file here and I know where he lives. I'm going around there. And it turns out Bert is seemingly happily married or engaged with
another guy.
Yeah. And he's looking outside, sort of pining in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Mark is at his sister's place and trying to work out
what the fuck's going on.
What the fuck's going on with everyone. And Mrs. fucking Selvig, i.e. Patricia Arquette, is there and seemingly, you think, kidnaps the baby or whatever point. And she realizes that he's in the Audi at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I do a good job explaining
that. Yeah, no, I get that. And the whole point is it's like, oh my God, for this whatever long 10 minutes, an hour, whatever it was.
It was about an hour, I think.
An hour. These guys actually got to it. And at the very end, Mark actually says, she's alive, and says it to everyone. So that means at least that seed is out there. yeah, John Turturro finds this thing. Helly's like, oh my God, I got to tell all these people. And she tells the entire audience, we're trapped down there. It's all fucked up. And she actually does let it out. And everyone's like, oh my God. So now there's like,
what's the fallout of this going
to
be?
What is the fallout going to be? And that's a good way to go in the season. So like I said, by this episode, getting that, I could have used it earlier, but getting that, I'm like, all right, I'll watch the next season.
But what about,
now.
So we got the Eamon family.
Lumen. Oh, what are they
Egan family. History museum there. That's within the bounds of like, what's that? That's weird. And the rituals around that. And the break room where they're seemingly they're torturing them and no one really remembers what happens in there, but they're reprogrammed. And the therapist who's doing this work, what kind of work? And why is Mrs. Selwick so interested in Mark? Because this is all about Mark. Mark's wife is in there.
Yeah, that must be
She lives next door to him, not anybody else. She's tracking his every movement. What is all that about? This I just find really fascinating, and I'm just surprised it didn't hit you even remotely the way it seems to have hit me.
I mean, I got everything they wanted to do, but I was sitting there going, this is not grabbing me. Yeah, like I said, 4 episodes clean. This is a 4-episode show.
Bounced around, it's been 5-3 miniseries episodes. Now it's just 4 hours.
I would have been happy with 4 hours. I would have been happy with a 4-hour thing. Jesus. That's what
you can't handle the truth.
I hope they pick shit up in the next though when there's less fucking hallway shit.
This show needs to breathe. You need to feel the character. You need to earn your way in the world. Feel your way into this world. I think even the PD stuff was fascinating because we know that if you break Lumen's lock on you, then your brain's going to melt out your ears in effect, which is really troubling.
That's right. And there's like some, like, you know, whoever he got to actually release him from the thing, she said that, oh, well, he didn't actually follow the instructions or he would have been fine, you know, that kind of shit. So there's like obviously some resistance and all that sort of shit.
So it breaks into his funeral and digs the thing out of his head.
Fucking bang, I know. Yeah. I'm like, damn. So yeah, it's, like I said, it's intriguing and it is well made, but it is not well paced in my opinion.
I had no problem with the pacing. There's a couple of scenes that could have been exercised. I'm not sure we need to see Petey's daughter playing a whole fucking set up on stage. Couple of moments like that. But overall, I was really impressed with the show. I'm really intrigued. I can't wait to see where it goes. I'm all in. I'm sorry you're not.
Cool. I'll read a synopsis when the new episode comes. New season comes. Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a try. Okay, because I want to know what's happening. But I'm sure they're going to pull this shit again. It's going to be like Heroes where they just don't tell you shit until the end again. I'm like, no. You're going to have to fucking...
Well, potentially. Potentially.
You're going to have to give me something now.
This is like Yellow Jackets, which I think, again, I liked more than you.
Yeah.
I'm more patient for this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And I don't truck with that stuff, I think.
I'm a Lost fan. I was patient to see it
Yes,
sort of play
that's
out.
A really good analogy because I'm like, fuck Lost, right? So, yeah.
Very sad.
Though I liked Lost a lot more than this. So there you are.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe we're at that point in time then. Let's steel ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a fan of Severance, you may want to turn down the volume a little bit as Wayne is about to reveal his score and we're all going to be angry and deride him.
Yeah. It's 49.
Oh!
49. Eat my ass! Eat all the S's, man!
Holy shit.
Yeah, I just wouldn't recommend this to anyone.
49!
I just wouldn't. I'm like, nah. You can watch something that's...
Well, of course.
Go watch that.
I'm Megatron. Tremble before me. Terrible films and television shows.
Okay. The way... If I had
49!
If I had to put a poster quote on this show, it would be, guys, it's no Jack Reacher. That's what I'd say.
I haven't watched Jack Reacher, so I can't really make the
Reacher,
comparison.
Reacher, it's called.
Did I say Reacher?
Sorry, I said Jack Reacher, but it's called Reacher.
Reacher, okay. I haven't seen it, so I can't really compare, but I'm pretty sure...
Oh, you would not agree with me. One you of would not agree with me.
Shows
you would
like...
be more entertained, but you would not agree with me.
Oh, I don't think I would be. All right, well, my final score is 85, which
wow,
is about that's, exactly
that's
where
one,
the Rotten Tomatoes
is. It's one of the big
This
spares.
Is absolutely my top 5 shows of this year. Probably my number 2 at this point in time, waiting on some other seasons to come back.
Damn, girl.
Dug the shit out of this, and I'm stunned that you don't even give it a... You failed it. 49 out of 100.
Because I wouldn't give it on. I wouldn't give it on. I wouldn't pass it on.
Hot damn. Well, there we are. On that bombshell, we need to wrap up this show. Before.
I love the incensed.
I am incensed. For sure. Look, find us. Check out the website, which it's Wayne's going to improve in due course, countdownpodcast.com. You can send us an email at countdownpodcast@gmail.com. Like and follow the show through Podbean, where we host. And big shout out to Live Stream for The Cure, the event which just finished. We recorded it today, our segment, where they made Nick
Haskins and his team,
Dan and Gerald, made $23,000 American dollars, which is approximately $7 billion Australian.
Exactly. Blew past their 20K fucking target.
Before
just
we even
boom.
Started. Before we even started.
Before we even started.
Wayne did magic live on camera. So when those things are released, we will attempt to bring them to your attention.
Potentially.
All
right, cool.
I'll find out from Nick whether he's recorded all that and can sing over the video segments and whatever else.
Words from.
We'll post them to our YouTube channel if that is the case. Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing event and a big shout out to those guys for all their hard work and raising so much money for such a great cause.
Damn right. Great show.
Well, that is it from us today. So I'm still stunned. I'm not sure what I can go out on. I'm not sure I can find something suitable enough on the soundboard.
So then don't use the shitty soundboard. Fuck off. How about that? I'll just do that way.
My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
We will catch you next time.
See ya.